The Nashville Predators couldn't fend off the Pittsburgh Penguins in the final minutes of last night's Stanley Cup final game. Former Predator Patrick Hornquist capped the Penguins' run at back-to-back NHL titles, scoring with just 1 minute and 35 seconds left. Despite the loss, the Predators have been making history with each game, considering the franchise had never appeared in the final before. Jennifer Stevens of Bowling Green joined the tens of thousands of people watching the game on giant screens outside the arena. She says her family decided to drive down from Kentucky just as the game was about to start.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock was when we had that conversation when the game started. We were like, okay, yeah, let's go. Who knows when they're going to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals again?
Steven said she is proud to see how much the city and the region got behind the team, which a decade ago was close to leaving town. Watch parties for the game popped up as far away as Knoxville, and country stars fueled the frenzy. Luke Bryan performed a pregame concert atop the roof of Tootsie's, and Faith Hill became the latest to sing the national anthem. There was some controversy in the low-scoring affair, with an early game Preds goal waved off due to an inadvertent whistle by the refs. The player responsible, Colton Sissons, said after the game, the official basically apologized to him.